So the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, on Daf Kuf Samach Zayin Min Alef, on the bottom, Simen Shin Chof Ches, the Halachas of Achila on Shabbos Sif Lamed Hei. Mutar Le'isha L'Kalech Me'Achol, if it's permitted for a woman to like squeeze from her milk, Kedei She'yeches HaTinik, so that the baby could grab a hold, as we continue to Mabez Hadad of the nipple, the yonik, and to suckle. Hagah says Rambam, Osla Hatas Machalav, but it's forbidden for her to spray from her milk on Mishanosha by Ruach Ruah, on someone that was taken a hold by a evil spirit. The less boys are kind of, because there is no danger over there. That's because the name of the Shpoy Lekin. Says Mishmur Siv Kot and Kufyut Beis, permitted for a woman, Lekaleach Machalav, Lotich Piatinik into the mouth of the baby, which is Sharatin Lis Pealif, brings us from the Shpoy Lekin. Says, look at his Shabbat that he holds. That's it's a malocha tzrich legufa. You need the milk coming out. If that's the case, you have to understand why did they permit this? This is dash, and this is something to tell you. Shabbos that to milk from a person, even to a vessel, it's only mephoric. It's unloading. It's dash kelachi out in the backhand way. It's not the norm because by a person, it's not the norm, but just to suckle and to nourish, which actually Dershu 103 points out in our times read that actually drawing the milk. Actually, pumping milk is a regular thing. So, Jewish Shiva Levi writes actually that even according to the Shabbos, there would be Issa Deraisa about pumping out the milk. But Sharatin says further, Nalik de Lavush, he says, not true. You look at Shabbos Koflamah and Tayshu de Masmum Nisakona. Primogonis says, I saw that he writes that the Kabbalah of Shulchan Aruch is that to milk onto the ground and that the child should see. He says, I look at the Shabbat like himself. He writes explicitly, it's into the mouth of the baby. He says, maybe because it's Bechlal Sakona if he doesn't. Nurse says, "L'maisa tzarchin." He says, "You have to understand this halacha about kavonim." That's what the Chabad says, that a woman's allowed to pull out the milk so that the baby finds the nipple and nurses. But Sivkat Kofi Gimel, the Ramah said, "You should not spray from a milk on someone that's possessed by a ruach ra, went deranged, because there's no the less b'chul, there's no sakana." And b'tzayu yisrael nami like a shem. There's also not an increase of pain over there. Because I'm not sure it would be permitted. The malacha shein tzuch legufi, because then it would be a malacha that you don't need for the thing itself, and that would be permitted in such an extenuating circumstance. Simple mitzvah in loisin matzdiki. Again, we're talking about the halacha of a over here. You can't chew matzdiki. Ein sim resh yudvav sev gimel perushay. What exactly that means? Veloy says lechav further shuffled by a shenayim lefu. You cannot rub the teeth with it for medicinal purposes. V'mishum brecha peh. If it's for bad breath, then mutar, then permitted. Says Mishmur Sivkot and Kuf Yudal. Perushay, what is this matzdiki that you can't chew? Who mint sara for yitzmanil? It's a type of sap that comes out of the tree. Shpirichto has a good smell. Sivkot and Kuf Tezvav. Neither are you allowed to be shuffled, but you can't rub the teeth. But there's safety of Assam that it's like some type of medication. Sivkot and Kuf Tezvav. But if you're doing it for breath, then mutar permitted meireach lemikur refuah. Because if you're doing it for breath, that's like you said refuah, which actually that's a big discussion. Which Dershu points out, like are you allowed to use Listerine? Like, you're allowed to use mouthwash, but maybe things that actually kill the germs, maybe that would be problematic. Sif Laman Zayin. Kol Ochol Mashkim. All foods and beverages, Shemach Ebrim, famous Alocha, that are food that is by for healthy people. Mutl Ochol Mashkim, then you're allowed to eat and drink it even for medicinal purposes. You're allowed to have the glazel tay, even though it's going to help you with your throat, because Abishim Koshim Lektaz Berim, even though, and even more, even though it's harsh for some healthy people, and it's obvious that you're doing it for medicinal purposes. Even so, it's permitted because lemaisa healthy people do eat it. But the choshen, whatever is not for healthy people to eat and drink, then you're not allowed to eat and drink it for medicinal purposes. And not specifically if someone has just an ache. And he's continued to get to go as a strong person. But if it doesn't have any ache at all, then actually mutter, then permitted because there's no refu over here. I guess it's a mavachin enough on the mishkam. Shari said to be false to the bed. Means bedridden. That shari says besides that's going to be permitted because then you chiddush mesekana. Then you're allowed to take medication. Says mishmar sim cut and copy and zayin that anything that healthy people eat. Even though it's harsh, liktas parim to some of the healthy people, so Mishbur amends, it says, Sarachlim and Devarim has to say things. What it means to say is, even though this thing, even though it's harmful for some of the other limbs of the body, which we know many medications, you know, causes something else, like the spleen. It's good for the teeth, but it then's going to be hard on your stomach. Chagamna, similar things, which many medications have side effects. From Kane, that's the case. Mucha Milsa, obviously doing it for the healing of the teeth. Dilabachi, because if not, Lohi Oichli wouldn't eat it, because it's harmful for the stomach. Valachi, Shari, even so, it can be admitted. Some people eat it, even though it's going to be harmful for the rest, and it's not, so even though it's obvious for Refuah, it's still permitted. Sipka and Kurdiskas. Now, whatever is not healthy people eating and drinking, then it's forbidden. For this reason, so you're not allowed to drink a diuretic, things that help you go to the bathroom. Korean lana, like lana, which type of wormwood or whatever, and things like that, said the Rambam. So he's in pain, like he's so constipated, or his whole body's in pain, or he's bedridden, even though there's no danger, like the Rambam says later on. But if he doesn't have any aches, actually then it's permitted. Because again, it's not refuah then. We have has any aches, even if he's eating and drinking for his hunger and for his thirst, then it's forbidden. Because it is refuah, says El Yabba, and that's a mashma from the Torah. But the reason is, since he's sick person, that's what heals him. Yemen they're gonna say, oh, it's refuah, he says that, which interesting halacha. He's obviously doing it refuah, I'm bare halacha, the Bemascha Abba, where he talks about this, but if you are sick and you're taking this medication, even though you're saying, oh, I'm hungry, I'm starving, that would be problematic. Sipkan Kovchov. And, but if he doesn't have, mechush, then we said it's permitted. Heinu shalichol b'sheisal rabbeinu l'tzamayinu, where he's just eating and drinking for his hunger or thirst. The magen rambam in the Torah, but moisel refuah. But again, if he's doing it for refuah, the heinu kedil chazim mezgal, like vitamins to strengthen his equilibrium. Because magen rambam definitely bar gam asa, then even by a totally healthy person would be forbidden.
As if cut kuf kuf aleph, so the Rama said, and so too im nav lemishkav shari, that if he's bedridden, it's also permitted. Pirish lechol b'lishes rambam to eat and drink things imedech abrim lechol, where healthy people don't usually eat. From the unspecific wording of the Ramah, it sounds like it doesn't even need to have that a non-Jew should pass it to him. He's allowed to take it himself. Although we ruled previously in Sibizan Kadegim, like the third opinion, the Shvush is B'maisa, the binding prohibition that has an action to what Asadi Yisrael. That's forbidden to a Jew. Vein, but it's not permitted kimal deishin only in the abnormal way. So let me have to say the shanhasa. There it's different. Shemari b'malachas drabbanan. There is talking about rabbinic malachas. Oy, b'dvom shemechzik malacha. Things that look like a malacha. Malacha, but here the image is mishum shach malacha. It's not another do it related to a malacha. The hot labari muta, because actually, a healthy person is permitted, as the Shartzi Nois Tzadik says, that is, as long as he's not intending explicitly for a fuah, according to the Magen Rambam Sifkot Nem Gimel. And as the Mishnah says, "V'rak mishi yish lemeches," only if someone has an ailment. Gazri, they made a decree. Mishnah mishchik is among because of grinding the herbs. But chayli kama lagazri by a totally sick person, he didn't make such a gazir. That's a radvaz, and that's a bechid mashma biagro. B'shem teretz odin laramban. Chim etzad lahalacha b'sevet beis meir. Ayn sham sherek b'zelig whether that he's lengthy regarding this. The bi'alacha and the v'maschol aval im, which he says, look in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yotes, where he was mitzayin to the bi'alacha b'hir. They said, when I wrote in nimin eli rabba. And he said his words come from the Mashmoy, so the word of the Torah, and the source from Rashi in the Mishnah, where he explains Litzma'i for his thirst, because Mishabura said over there that when he has an ailment, even if he's eating and drinking for his thirst or his hunger, it's going to be forbidden. And the reason is because since he's a sick person, that's for his refuah, they're going to say that's what he's taking for his refuah. So that's what Rashi said in the Mishnah over there, that when, if he's taking it, he's drinking Litzma'i for his thirst, if he's not sick. But it sounds like if he's sick, even if he's taking for his thirst, it's going to be forbidden. However, says the Baralacha, if not for their words, he said, for the Pasha, the Mishnah sounds like that if you're taking it for your thirst, even if you are sick, it's going to be permitted. Because he's not drinking it right now for a four, it's only for his thirst. So they weren't guys in such a situation because Shechik Saman says, now the Ran quotes all the words of Rashi there on the Mishnah, and he leaves out these words and he doesn't quote it. Sounds like because he doesn't hold a grasp in this. And then he says, I found Bez Hashem explicitly in the words of the Rabbin Chanan, that he writes over there, therefore, even though rose oil that by default heals, if he anoints it in the normal way and he's not intending for a refuah, even though it's going to heal, whether in a place where it's common, shemen vered, whether in a place where it's not common, it's permitted. And same thing in our situation, pasha that he holds, that even the situation where he has an ailment and he's drinking things that will heal him, if he's not intending for a refuah, just for his thirst, it can be permitted. And even though regarding rose oil, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk like the Rebbe and the Rambam, that's because they explain a different way that's so good, but his ikas tzvara, we don't find that they should disagree on him regarding this. And it's possible that they also agree that if he's not intending with the anointing for a refuah, it would be permitted in all situations. Same thing over here, even though he has an ailment, since he's not intending for a refuah, it would be permitted. And that's how it's inclined, he says, my humble understanding, the pasha, the words of the Rambam, that he writes over there in Halacha Chav, that it's forbidden for a healthy person to be healed on Shabbos as a gezeirah shem yishchok simon. Let me see. It says ketz and haso. You shouldn't eat things that are not meichel brim, etc. And this bari al karch is by a healthy person that has an ailment. There's obviously marka mishnah, and he picks a bari that takes kudah chodesh aim b'sakana, where would be permitted these refuahs. said the words of Mogad Ram that writes, and that says obviously the Rambam, that even a healthy person who doesn't have a mechir, it's forbidden to be doing the refu, he says, I don't understand this right at all, according to the way the Rav Magen explains. Now, be that as it may, then the Halacha basically writes that a person could eat and drink things that the way of normal healthy people to eat and to drink, even though they're healing, and he eats it to heal, it's permitted, since they're Michael Brim. So it's not even this, that in the beginning when he said it's forbidden, it's also talking about such a situation when he's eating it to get a refu, and therefore it's also. But if he's doing it for his hunger, it's going to be permitted. That's something from his words over there that he writes. It's also labari, it's forbidden for a healthy person, la shabbos, b'shabbos, to be healed, and shabbos, gzerish, and mishcha, come among, begin to grind the herbs. Sounds like that if he's not intending for refu, and the mele says, not shaykh, gzerish, and mishcha, saman. Now, what forced Rashi to explain like this? It seems to me, says the Bi'alacha, that he got this from the sugi and brachas of the mechesem and alf. Abaya answers over there that therefore all foods that a person eats for refuah, that the person's intending for achila, and the refuah happens by itself. And even so, the Mishnah concludes over there, except for made the column. That is, even though he's intending for drinking, even though it's going to be asa, and because a person doesn't do that only if he's doing for a food purpose. So if that's the case, that's that he can go to have a shoysel with someone, but he can drink for his thirst. So if Rashi explains that is if he's not sick, then it's not shaykh on him at all, the gzera shchiksim manim. So the other place that I mentioned says, appears to me that they can explain that the intention is that according to everyone, there's not recognizable this thing. They can say the person's doing it for achila, which is not the case, but maybe they call him, which is not the derech at all to drink only if you do for a medicinal purpose. And the difference between, but all this is if he has an intention for refuah, which is not the case when he's intending literally for his thirst, then it's going to be permitted. Says the Be'alach, what comes from all this is that lanias deity, this depends on machlikas rishayim, and says, it's talking in lamaisa, no, in practice lamaisa, what the halacha is. The masal hid novel lemishkov. Ramah said, if a guy's bedridden, he's allowed to take medicine. So look at Mishabrua and Sipkon Chavav says, when I explained the words Ramah, the way it's written in the Radvaz and in the Tshuva in length, and look over there that he writes, that's something Ramban and those who support him in the Rambam and Perichavav explicitly that they write that these are the Mishnah, that there are things that don't have any Sarech Malacha, which are a lower madrega from all the Malachas that are not through a non Jew, which is permitted for a sick person. The Mishnah says, forbidden, that's only by a healthy person that has an ailment. However, in truth, the Urka words of the Ramban and those who are like him, they differentiate this to three different levels. He says, that's not really agreeable according to everyone, as we'll explain. So he goes in a whole lengthy discussion. He says, from the Gemara, it sounds like also lachar to be stringent like that. So Gemara Shabbos Daf Kof Tes. Ravina Ashkel Ravash, Ravina Encounter Ravashi, the Tzomas Lebechamra. So he says, why doesn't the Mar hold, etc. And the answer is, Gavi Yavi Gavi Rav Lashani. Injury on top of the hand, on top of the foot is different. Because he said, for those in Mechal Shabbos. Now, from the past of the Sugi, it sounds like there's only two levels. Either Chodesh HaMesekana or Chodesh Yesh HaMesekana. That's how Rashi writes. His wound is Mesukan and Yimchal. Look over there. Now, Mestama, regarding this situation, it was very painful. And those are included in the Chayla, as brought in the Ramon, Siv Yitzayim. According to Ramban, those who hold like him, even if there's no Sekana, it's also permitted to shrivel it because there's no Serech Malacha. Now, maybe L'Rav Chodesh HaMesekana has a gain. He says that even there's a danger. But in the Chanami, that even if it was Stamachal, it would also be permitted. Or you could say that deer wasn't really so painful until he was so Mestar from this itself. And therefore, if not that, you had through this or limb, chashash tikkun, it would be forbidden. In other words, Rabbi Nachman over there is even if it was delicate, even chamer, even wine is going to be asr. Only if there's a wound there, a bechal of such an injury that mechal on Shabbos. That's his words. Now, something from his words, the also that it's not permitted any refuah only if it's a chel masukin, that really danger to his life. That's the Yisham in the sugi. Sounds like also like this. It's brought over there. Ma'al mishtei karaitin b'shubsa. If it's latanik, it's permitted. If it's going to be asr. The Gemara asks, "I v'lemen asav lefenum isn't from within the lips?" And the Gemara answers, "Yeah, b'vad the b'shal sekan." That's where the Yisham. It sounds like that we don't permit even to drink a dav of refuah only mechal masukin. That's his. You don't put hot water and oil on top of a wound. That's right. So it's a daf kof chavches. Even though there's no sekana, and he writes the daf kof chavches, and that's a shabbat leker writes oichel mashkin that the normal eater is permitted, but those that's not, it's forbidden. Only if there was a sekana. That's something from the Mordechai, a woman that has a makkah for many years, if she could put ashes from the oven, he writes that b'shabbos is also unless it's pekuch nefesh. Look over there. And you can't reject the Ephemikla ashes of an oven is worse. That's similar to Malacha, because he brings also from the anointing of the oil. Look over there. So he doesn't differentiate at all. And also more, you see in the Mordechai, regarding drinking urine and the Rekeach, and any of the rites that any place that's recognized for refuah, there's no sakana. It's going to be also. Look over there. Now, the Ikka's support for those who are lenient is from the Gemara that says, you can do through a non-Jew. So even if a non-Jew appears in the refuah, obviously the drinking of the refuah itself, the Jew is doing himself, and even so it's going to be permitted. Now, the person that we brought to be stringent, Al-Karch, they'll answer that over here, since the non-Jew is preparing him therefore, and he's stretching out to him, there's a recognition that the Jew won't come to grind the herbs after that. Which is not the case in general, that the Jew is taking himself the medication that was prepared from before Shabbos, and there's no heck, would be awesome. So he says, I was lengthy with all this to explain that the opinion of the Ramban, those holy like him, according to the words of my commission, the Ramban holds like this, is not agreeable to the other pricing that I mentioned. However, we cannot protest regarding those who are lenient, since in Shulchan Aruch is so like them to be makel that you could take medication. which Dirshan 110 brings a meiser, and this girl's whole is, even though Lashon B'Halacha is Leinuchu Limchas, we haven't given, cannot be a protest in regard to those who are lenient, the meiser says, since the Mishmur and Sifkun Chav Obi is a Sassim Lahakal, that's how the minigan, that's written Shubhishav Levi, Shubhishav Levi, means with a Tzarachian. But that's the B'Halacha concludes, it's rabbinic, and the Pashto Suga that you do the Tzarachim Lachayla through a non Jew, it sounds like more like them. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu number 103, 105. Just as Shochanach writes in Simon Shin Gimel that you not put pepper into the mouth to remove a bad breath, Mishmur explains that it's forbidden because of refuah. Scheinberg explains that pepper heals the cause root of where the bad breath is coming from. If you not take it, which is not the case by chewing this matzdiki, which is only just to mask the bad odor. For that reason, it's not considered refuah. Shochanach Lachas writes that even the chewing matzdiki to heal the cause of the bad breath would be forbidden. Look at Rabbi Kvegia on Mishnah. He said, he asked like this, and he writes, the ikar is to take pepper and salt in the mouth is for the second reason that Mishnah Berurah brings with it, because it looks like that as if you're just being crafty to carry it out on Shabbos. Now, these types of liquids that are designated for mouthwash, or for cleaning out the mouth, this girl holds that if it's not effective, but just for the bad breath, then you're allowed to use it. But if it has some type of a cleansing type of a chemical, then you would be forbidden to wash it on Shabbos. You have to know if some like Listerine is considered as like medicating, which would be getting to the root cause, that would be forbidden. Dish number 107, we're going to drink coffee so that a person doesn't fall asleep. And this girl holds, you're allowed to do that because coffee is considered as Michael Briam, and also because the coffee doesn't really heal the person from his tardy. And this is just wakens up, jolts him, and that's not considered as like regulating the person's body. So if someone drinks a lot of water on a hot day so that he has enough liquids in his body, or he drinks tea with schnapps so that it should ease from his being cold, this girl holds, those are considered Michael Briam, that's permitted, it's not considered refuah. So to regarding using saccharin for someone that doesn't use sugar for reasons of health, Tribus Ibn writes, that's permitted since saccharin is considered Michael Briam, it's not considered as refuah. Dish number 108, explain the words in the Magen Avraham, that he writes that even by Bari Gomer, it's going to be forbidden if he's doing it for refuah, even just to strengthen his body. Even though he's healthy, it's forbidden. So Igor Mesha explains that it doesn't mean a totally healthy person, because a totally healthy person it does not get healed from this eating, and therefore, obviously, he's not intending, but just means a weaker person in his nature, that he's intending to eat these foods to strengthen his nature. For this reason, he writes that for a totally healthy person, he's allowed to take vitamins that are designated for strengthening the body, even though it's not considered Michael Briam. Shemazalatin permits to do this because the vitamins are considered as Michael Briam. Rather, Shemazaman holds that even taking the vitamins as exchange for food is considered as Michael Briam. However, if he's taking it for the strength in the body, then it's not considered as Michael Briam, and you're not taking it. And this girl tells that even vitamins that are considered as exchange for food, just like it's instead of eating, if it doesn't look like as a regular food, they're not considered Michael Briam, and you're not taking them. Now, regarding someone who can't sleep, only takes sleeping pills. So, as the Shulchan writes, Chaimino, that you're allowed to take them because lacking sleep is not an illness, it's just a great pain. For that reason, the pills are not considered as healing, and also they're not really healing other things. And you could combine also the Heta, the Svar, that in today's time, Julian, we're not so well proficient in grinding herbs, and you could be leaning regarding the Xera not to take medication, that because you might come to grind herbs. Another Tzubis Tzitzeliezer writes that these pills function as treating, and therefore it's healing, and therefore you should not take them on Shabbos. Shem Zaman holds that someone who's in a lot of pain because he can't fall asleep is allowed to take them. It doesn't bother us that it's also mixed into them also other healing things. Tribus Mechaz Hiskel writes that these pills are made for refuah. You now take them also shalala shem refuah, only if it's to help for his sleeping. The Reliyashu holds that someone that cannot sleep at all, and he really suffers from this always, this comes from his nerves, nervous system, and is considered as concerned in his like a chashash in his gufoy, and if you not take the medication because it's healing. However, if you could sleep and just he can't really focus and settle, then he considered as a bari, then he's allowed to take the sleeping pills. Another thing, this girl told, since the norm is to take these pills when the person is missing sleep, and this is considered as a machla, and if it's considered as if it is refuah, these pills, and if you not take them only if what that he can't sleep literally makes him into a category of a chayla, then it's considered as chalak gufoy, and then he can actually go ahead and take the medication.